Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. If you missed today's show, you guys can get it on the Odyssey app, all of our podcast platforms, or go back and watch it on YouTube and Twitch. This was some good news. Get to our headlines here, brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
It seems like I didn't feel like you really felt that one, J-Fig. I felt like you were kind
of... I'm just so distracted by Leroy, but we know trucks. There you go.
You're right, man. Are you situated over there? What's going on?
Should I? Okay.
The connection from the stupid adapter.
Uh-huh.
Where the US, not the USB, but the little thing, because the computer changed.
Uh-huh.
It broke. Oh. So I was plugged in, but it wasn't charging. And all of a sudden it said energy saver on.
Ooh, yeah.
So like, I don't know what to do because it's my only, because all the other Apple computers are the old ones.
So the Heat, they'll be back in action tomorrow, 6 o'clock. I still don't have an injury update, Leroy. They heard that Rozier, let's see. No update there. So we'll wait. We guess we're gonna have to probably officially wait for the injury report. I don't think anybody saw him on the practice floor or anything like that. So no news there with your Miami Heat. The Dolphins will be back at it tonight as they have the number 55 pick in the second round. Yesterday, of course, they take Chop Robinson. But I want to get to some of this, Leroy. Think, see what you have to feel about Mike McDaniel and his thoughts on the offensive line, because I think that's probably the biggest concern. Everybody was talking last night. You know, they want a wall in front of Tua. They want him... they want him protected. And Mikey McDaniel yesterday, he, you know, it was kind of lighthearted. He goes, like, we appreciate everybody's concern with the offensive line.
So you're kind of saying that offensive line is a position that we continue to be over-obsessed about, that you're not really that stressed about.
We love your passion.
He's a rascal.
I don't even know if I'm ordering the right one.
You're in the midst of ordering it right now, dude. It's not gonna pop. What do you? It's not gonna get there like in the next 45 minutes for the show.
I know, but I don't even know how does this happen. Crappy ass Apple. I leave it, but no, I leave my cord in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't touch it. I don't move it, and then I just plug it in. And for some reason, the part that goes into the little, this part broke.
Which
part? The part that goes into the,
the hook in part?
Yeah. The little bitty, not the USB-C or whatever they call it. The little part. That part is faulty.
That's a bummer.
This part right here. This is broken. So it's not even the part that goes into the computer. It's the part that goes into the charger.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. We may hit a Radio Shack after the show.
Why can't crap work?
Does that even exist still?
Radio Shack? I don't know. Yeah? I don't think so.
No.
I think they're gone now.
It doesn't exist. They're gone.
What a shame.
Dan Sass says they should put a brick wall behind Mike McDaniel like he is at the Improv. He's got the jokey jokes. He's right.
That's right, Gav, man. Stop laughing at Leroy J. Fig.
I was laughing at the comments. I'm sorry.
Mike McDaniel, he did say, listen, for everybody concerned about the offensive line, last year's line will get better.
You can understand how people, especially well-informed reporters and fans, and you look at a picture of a player last year, well, you know, part of the thing that our mantra is you're signing up as a Dolphin, we're going to invest and develop you. So what you see last year, you know, our bottom line is we're expecting as coaches and players to, that's a different guy the next time you see him. So there's a lot of positions, there's a lot of players, and you know, I think when guys are continuing to develop, you know, there's sometimes it can come off like we're investing this. It's just in a way of, you know, in-house commitment and making sure that we get the right guys that want to develop and then we get the right developers.
What?
Exactly, dude.
So
minus one.
They're developing the developers, but the developing that you see from last year and developing with the development of the developers this year.
What he's trying to say is, you know, like people wrote off Austin Jackson and then, you know, people were praising because he got an extension in the middle of this year or last year. So maybe that they could do the same thing with Eichenberg. Now, I'm going to tell them right now, that's a terrible mistake. But, you know, you guys do you. I will sit here and if you guys want to throw him out there as the utility man and you're going to continue to play, you know, position roulette with him and hope that one of them sticks because I think he's on his final one coming up, right guard. We'll see. I mean, look, as long as he doesn't have to snap the ball, that's a start. But we're going to continue to do this thing with Eichenberg. That's concerning. Because, like, we're talking about you're going to get better. I mean, you're going to get better from what? I mean, like, bum to he now lives in a tent?
My whole thing is this, right? Like, every player develops at a different rate. It's not his fault he got drafted where he
What's did. His, sloth?
No, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't happen. Like, we bring these players in, and everybody expects them to be full-time Pro Bowl-like contributors, right? And it doesn't always work that way. What Mike is saying is we are making an investment in these guys, right? And obviously they see something, right? They see some potential there. And it's not maybe as fast as fans want or as fast as people want, and we base it off of either how much the guy is making or where he got drafted. But that still doesn't take away from it. So I get, you know, why you feel the way you do about Eichenberg, but they have a different vision of who he is and what he's going to be capable of doing.
Well, they should have distracted me by getting me the 4-2 guy. Then I would have been off his case.
Yeah.
But here was Chris Greer. He is excited about the Chop Robinson pick. He says, very versatile player. They love versatility.
I think it's some of the versatility we liked. You know, I mean, you see it when you watch him. He rushes kind of all over inside. He's over the center. He's 2-point, 3-point. And so that versatility is what, you know, drew us to him initially.
Goosies.
Yes!
What?
I fixed it.
You're a child. I got to be honest with you. This has not been your best work this segment.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. It was saying 1%. Oh, you little.
My IT guy had to fill out a damn ticket. No, this ain't gonna work.
Well,
I got it fixed. See?
Attaboy.
The same thing on both sides. He was gonna try to,
you know, it's a one.
You know what? It's probably, I was gonna use a word that you guys probably wouldn't have. Vlad would have got it.
You know what, thingamajiggy?
It's probably.
No, I was gonna say he was gonna rig it.
Oh, okay.
In black people terms,
it's it's probably for the best that you don't watch two screens at once.
Well, I look. Too know much, your strengths. Too know much, your weaknesses.
Too much to me.
I know that if I got two screens right here, and something's happening over here, I'm gonna miss something over here. Mm-hmm. Then I'm gonna have a question of this: what volume do I put up? Who do I listen to? Oh, right. So I just avoid that. I click back and forth. Then everybody can get all of my attention at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Marlins won't get his attention tonight. And you won't get attention from Jesus Luzardo anytime soon. Because he's on,
you know what I call this stage? Stage one to Tommy John.
Yep. He's on his way.
Sore elbow.
Sore elbow, never great.
Going down for rehab.
So he's scratched from his start tonight. Tough going for the opening day starter for the Marlins. They've dealt a lot with that this year. It has been a rotten season so far. So they take on the Nationals, 3-game set.
Who's also very terrible.
I don't know who's starting tonight. I think his name is Maldonado, I think is his name. They could be making that up.
Just put a Spanish name out there. They won't know the difference.
I don't know who he is. I don't know. You know, who do we have today? Like, what do you do in that situation? Do you just take some guy from A-ball, be like, hey, who from Jupiter can get down here in 30 minutes?
Clearly, the Jumbo Shrimp got a star-studded pitching staff. You keep sending everybody down there.
Hey, you got to love the Jumbo Shrimp, dude. That's what they're there for. We're here to keep the people of Jacksonville entertained. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. So, Panthers, they take a 3-0 series lead on the Lightning. Beat them 5-3 in game three. They will try and finish off the sweep tomorrow at Tampa Bay, game four. You can hear that on AM 790 Heat. Game three against the Celtics will be 6 o'clock at the Kaseya Center. So that is a 4:45 preheat with Solana. And you guys can check that on out. That's what we got going on.
I'm interested to see how this game is going to play out for this reason. The first game, the Celtics broke a 3-point record. The second game, the Heat broke a 3-point record. Those are both anomalies. So I'm interested to see where this game is going to play, how this game is going to play out.
They both are going to break 3-point records. It's going to be a record number of 3-pointers tomorrow in Miami.
Really? Because I'd be more inclined to, because you know, look, statistically, the Celtics shoot more than anybody. Shoot more threes than anybody. That was kind of an anomaly for the Heat, right? That they got that many open threes. And part of the reason is because you haven't really been making them, so they gave them to you, right? So now I just want to see, what is the adjustment? Are you going to run them off the 3-point line? Or are you going to just say, they ain't going to do that again?
Well, here's the thing, though. There wasn't really anybody to run off the 3-point line with all the open looks the Heat had. I think right. One of the problems is, like, they're going to say, hey, we're going to live with Haywood Highsmith, or we're going to live with DeLon Wright shooting through. But, like, all right, well, Caleb Martin's not going to stop shooting. By the way, Caleb Martin has lit your ass up on fire now for 2 straight years. So how much of an anomaly is it?
No, I'm not saying, like, here. I'm not saying the play of the player is an anomaly. Caleb Martin has probably played better, more consistently against the Celtics than any other Heat player.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that when you have a team that shoots that many uncontested threes and make them, you got to make some kind of adjustment for that.
I think the interesting thing will be, how do they attack Tyler? Because Tyler played such a controlled game.
Right.
And
they get the ball out. But here's the thing. We talked about this before last game. And this ended up helping Tyler out. But it also gave him the freedom to do whatever. Is that you have a number of guys who have brought the ball up the court, right? And Tyler didn't always do it. And so he was off the ball. Then they run some kind of offensive action and then give him the ball and you're back to where it starts. So how are they going to, are they going to just deny Tyler Hero? Well, they have other guys who can run the point. You got Jovic. Jovic has done it. Jaime has done it. Bam has done it. Okay. Not just Tyler. And so while you're fixing in on Tyler, they can run actions the other way. And they still have other guys who can shoot the ball. So then what do you do? See, you can't the listen, I say this all the time, but it almost helps the Heat at times. When you don't know where you're getting the money from, right? It's hard to check pockets. You know what I mean? So they could go into this game thinking if we stop Tyler, then we can win this game. Whereas they can just put Tyler in a different position on the court, run the offense with somebody else. Tyler's still going to get his touches. And then what? You see what I mean?
You calling Eric Spoelstra a pit pocket?
No.
Is it a pit pocket or a pickpocket?
No. I'm saying that they're not going to be able to pick the pocket of the Heat because they're going to pick the wrong pocket.
It's pickpocket.
So you pick the pocket.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you think it was?
Pit pocket?
You thought it was pit? Like a pit?
What?
Yeah.
No.
You're an idiot. What? Pick. Pick.
Hmm.
Is it pick six? You dummy? Is it pit six?
What does this have to do with football?
Pick pocket. Pick six.
You're taking away. Oh, that's what a pick is.
Quiet.
Well, is it because you pick the right, like, do you have to pick the right pocket that the wallet is in?
It doesn't matter. Once you enter the pocket and you take whatever it's in there, it doesn't matter if it's a napkin, lint.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah. Take it from a master pickpocketer.
You need Google advice on pickpocket?
I don't think you guys are saying it right.
We are.
Your internet history.
Dude.
JFig's never stole.
You know
anything.
What? Your internet history going to call you a dumbass because all the stuff you just searched. So go ahead and search that. Is it pickpocket or pickpocket?
See what pocket. No, write this down, Tobin. How is it pickpocket? What were you going to do? What are you doing in a pit?
Explanation.
Because it gets to the pit of the pocket, you know?
Nobody has a pit in their pocket, dude.
Sure they do, dude. Like, if especially, like, you see here, the way I look at it is, once you're left without your wallet, what are you left with? Endless pit.
Dade South gave us the breakdown. Well, Leroy,
too long comment, Dade South.
Leroy, yeah. The term pickpocket originated in England during the late 14th century, and it persists to this day. It came on the heels of an earlier word, cut purse. In modern English, we would tend to say pocket picker. And
oh, well,
purse
if you
would have
said cut purse, I've heard of that before.
But this in 14th century English,
you're
such a damn liar.
You have never heard that word before, okay? Stop lying.
Hey, what we got over here, love? Oh, we got ourselves a purse cutter right here.
Exactly. You haven't even heard it because it's cut purse.
Throw him in the old slammer there, love. We got ourselves a purse cutter.
You know what, Tobin? Your son called.
That's not an English accent.
Your son called. Yeah, your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a snitch. Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Snitchy, witchy, witchy.
Are you serious right now?
What?
There's no way in hell you could be serious.
Well, I'm not trying to be unserious. Like, you know every word, like you've asked before.
Yeah, but I've never said pit
cat bird seat.
You think about it though, like if I say
we learned English in two different
ways. But think about this, right? Okay, so imagine this, the pocket, right? All right. If I take the item out, like let's say, all right, here's my wallet, and I take it out, what am I left with? Empty pit.
So wait. No,
an empty pocket.
Hey, what do you do when you do it with a lock?
Yo, I know pick a lock. Yeah, I know that.
So you can't pick a pocket?
You can. I understand. Like, I'm not saying you guys don't make sense.
Please stop talking.
But you can understand the confusion if you're left with a
pocket. Nobody can understand the confusion.
Because you ever hear of a money pit? Lose a lot of money, right? Same thing as a pit pocket. Back after this.
Your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a... Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
You snitchy, witchy, ditchy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitchy.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
Nah, 15 minutes of heat here for you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat, game three tomorrow against the Boston Celtics at the Kaseya Center. 6 o'clock is your tip off. I repeat. Heat fans, 6 o'clock is your tip off. That means get down to the Kaseya Center early. It's a weekend. Get down there early. You'll have some idiots at Bayside already looking at the parrot guy with one leg. They've revived that place. So do get there accordingly.
You're a spokesperson for the place now, right?
I'll probably peruse a little bit tomorrow when I get down there. I might.
You think parrots get afraid when Jay Figs around?
Of course.
Really? Okay. Is this where we're going? This is not a conversation about
me. You're not allowed to go to Jungle Island anymore. Like, you go there and they're like, they got her face plastered all over the wall. They're like, do not let her in. The birds get nervous.
There goes my weekend plans.
Yep.
Jay Figs, a birder.
Thanks, Vlad.
6 o'clock tip off. Everybody be there tomorrow and be ready to drown out these dumbass Celtics and any Sully and Murphs that are there tomorrow. I hope you have a bad experience.
Oh, you know what that means, right? Mm. No chance of getting tickets with all the Bostonians we got.
I don't know. I mean, I'd imagine, yeah, we have definitely a bunch of Northeasterners who have moved down here, and every time there's a Celtics game, it does feel like there are more and more of them trying to infiltrate the building. But I would like to send them home sad, you know?
Yeah.
And, woo, you, Leroy. Leroy.
Yes.
You may quit the show if we're up 2-1 on Monday. You may quit the show.
No, I'm not. Listen.
Because you want to talk about birds. I am going to
I'm not peacocking. I am not going to ever, right, get on you about celebrating a victory. It's the extra stuff.
I don't know. What do I do that's
you
extra?
You know what the hell I'm talking about. Stop acting like you don't go extra.
I don't think I do. Penis. I feel like I'm right in route where I am. And you want to know something? I feel like I'm bringing peace to a lot of people. You know, I really do. You know, there's been a lot of division amongst Heat Nation lately. A lot of people who have felt bad feelings. And I don't really
I don't
like it.
You mean rats off a ship?
So you
people
feel,
who are, people who like have been rats off. People have been rats off a ship. People who have like, you know, we should have, you know, blown it up. I'm done with this era, all this stuff. And I just think that they've missed their eye on the prize here, Leroy.
Can I say this?
As soon as I finish this. They've missed their eye on the prize, Leroy. And the number one thing here is we got to make Boston sad. I hate that city, and I hate that franchise. We can't quibble about takes and who is right and who is wrong and who should be the whale they go after and who we should draft, and all this stuff is so silly. Was the play-in worth it? You know, all of it is nonsense now. We are where we are, and where we are is dead even with Boston, with a chance to pull another heist upset and just send the NBA into a tailspin, Leroy. And so if we can't unite over that, as Heat Nation, what can we unite over?
Can I just...
That was passionate.
Can I just say something? The reason why everybody is that way is because of you.
What?
You can't then turn
not,
around.
That is not You're... true. What do you mean, dude?
Karen, the Celtics are going to get pit-pocketed tomorrow.
Like, it looks even...
Wait,
point.
Hey,
can I just say this?
It looks even dumber in writing. Right? If you say it, you might be able to get by with it.
You want to know
but
something?
If you write it. What?
You're right. When you do write it, it looks ridiculous.
It looks even dumb. So, I don't get mad at you for doing your thing. Right? But I get mad that you never acknowledge talent on the other side.
That's not true.
You always no, dude. That's not true. You do not.
There are franchises that look, when the Miami Heat win this series and then we dice through the rest of the East, I'm very scared of that giant Serbian. Very scared of him. And they have my respect, Denver, because they deserve
it. Wait, you are talking about Denver?
Yeah. Once we get through here. You know, the Knicks, they're a cute story.
Oh,
but
wait a minute.
You guys surpass
everybody in the Eastern Conference.
Vlad.
Leroy, no, hold on. He just surpassed everybody. Like, you're going from Boston to Denver.
Let me ask you a question, Vlad. If the Heat beat
now
Boston,
I understand, Leroy.
If the Heat beat Boston, who should they be scared of? You guys just lost to a guy with half a face.
You lost the first game to Joe Mazzulla.
No, we lost to.
You lost
to a crazy amount of threes.
You lost to
Sam Hauser.
They lost to a 7-footer.
I lost to one of the top five best players in the world. You lost to a Sam Hauser.
Oh, top five players in the world according to whom?
Wait,
himself?
Embiid is not a top five player?
What has he ever done? What has he ever done? Top five players in the world.
Wait.
He's not the former MVP?
You can only be a top five player if you win a championship.
Okay. Leroy. Is he not the defending MVP?
Russell Westbrook won the MVP. Nobody ever called him a top five player in the world.
When he was a Mr. Triple-Double, yeah.
Oh, please. He won a narrative story, dude. Same thing with James Harden. Regular season flop merchant. Top five player in the world. Get the hell out of here.
It's a regular season award.
Exactly, which is why it's not part of the argument here. Thank you. I'm glad you brought some sanity to this argument.
Huh?
He's a top five player in the world.
Can you teach me your ways?
Sure. What do you want to know?
We were having a conversation about something,
mm-hmm.
and then you just went, glad you agree with me, so we agree about that. Okay, let's move on. I'm like, no.
What I was saying is that Vlad takes offense that I'm overlooking the rest of the East.
I say that to you all the time.
Well,
yes!
You say I don't acknowledge talent, and I said I do acknowledge talent. I acknowledge that giant Serbian on the other side of the world. He's terrifying. He's terrifying.
And that's the only person that you have to fear.
He's the one I fear the most.
But you got two more series to get to him.
I mean, come on, dude. Once they get once we throw this puppy out, who are you scared of, Leroy? Who are you scared of? Come on.
Can I just say?
Just answer the question.
You write a lot of tickets for other people to cash.
Somehow,
you never have to cash your own tickets.
And you want to know something, dude? I may be running a take Ponzi scheme, but you want to know something? I've never missed a payment. Never missed a payment. And you can't argue with it because you sit here, you yell at my Wild Heat Coyote ways, and yet somehow there's always a new episode.
No, but here's the deal.
That's how it works in the cartoon world.
Here, unlike you, I believe that as long as you play the game, any team has a chance to win.
You didn't believe in the Heat.
No, listen. Whether I pick a team that I think is better or not doesn't mean I don't think the Heat can win.
Mm-hmm.
Like you miss it. Like, see, and here's what happens on this show, right? If I say, oh, I think this team is better, you don't have the guts.
That's right. I would just think, you know, like, you know.
So let me get this straight. So in order for me to have the guts, I pick the Heat blindly every time.
Yes.
I don't do that.
Okay, that's fine. Then you do you. But you would have to agree. You have to agree with this. If the Heat win this series, which I understand, there's a long way to go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's the first thing you have acknowledged since we've had this conversation.
I picked them in six. I know it's going to be a long series.
I thought you said five.
That's the first time I'm hearing this.
Wait a minute.
If you didn't watch my official pick, that's on you. It's on. It's got thousands of views. That's on you, dude.
Tobin, you actually picked the Heat in six, not in five?
With your nonsense every day?
You're not even on Twitter. You barely follow me on social media.
Why would I watch additional you? I'm with you for 4 hours.
All right. Well, it was on a late night. So anyway, the point is,
after my bedtime.
Okay. Well, my point is,
I can't believe you're mad at me because I don't watch more you.
I'm not mad at you.
The old have to go to sleep.
You're making it seem like I made a prediction out of the sky. I didn't. Now, was I mocked? I woke up to texts that were mocking me. I will not name names. I want to name names of the people who mocked me the next day on my phone. But I acknowledge, long way to go. It's going to be a long series, I think. Right? But
why? Like, that sounds like reasonable, Tobin.
But
like, then when we do it on this show, you go Heat in five.
Well, I'm not going to say Heat in five. That's
you. Silly.
But I do regret last year. I picked Heat versus Bucks. I picked Heat in six, and I should have picked Heat in five. It's one of my great career regrets. But Leroy, you would have to acknowledge, all right, as my friend, if the Heat beat the Boston Celtics, who else in the East can't they beat?
Here's the difference between me and you. I have been on record saying the Heat can beat anybody in the NBA. I have said that. I believe that. You know what the other side of that is?
Mm-hmm.
They have proven they can lose to anybody in the league.
Different season, dude.
And that makes it that. You see what you can't win. Like, I'm like.
Well, you just won't answer the question.
What do you mean? What question?
If the Heat beat the Boston Celtics, which I acknowledge, long way to go.
It's open season. Open season.
What does that mean?
That means that it's a free-for-all for the East. If the Heat beat the Celtics.
It's not a free-for-all.
You still won't be
the favorite to win. We're sitting there with the shotgun, dude.
You still won't be the favorite to win, even though you can win it.
Why? Who are you going to go with? Tom Thibodeau?
I'm just telling you. Tobin, I'm telling you.
The flopper?
The Heat could beat the Celtics in five games.
Mm-hmm.
They still will not be the favorite to win.
Forget about what Vegas says. If you use your eyes, I know people aren't going to believe in the Heat. They're idiots. I'm looking at you as a friend.
I believe in the Heat.
Okay. So you would say if you see them beat the Boston Celtics, just like they did with the Bucks last year.
Open season.
It's not open season.
That means anybody can win.
No.
Yeah, it is. No,
not anybody. Once you.
So wait. If the Heat beat the Bucks, they beat the best team. So that makes them the favorite.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. Just let it play out. Cause Exactly. Do you not understand, as my friend, how mentally difficult it is to have a conversation with you sometimes?
I don't really understand what's so difficult about it. See, you don't want to.
What?
Everybody in
the world is shaking their head saying, I'm sorry, Leroy.
I gotta be honest with you. And this is me as a friend to you. I think people look at me and say, he just doesn't want to agree with you. Because you say very political terms like, it's open season. Because you don't want to just say, of course the Heat will be the favorite if they beat the Celtics.
You know what? I'm just thinking. I'm starting to think I wish my battery didn't work.
I'm going to start calling you Senator Horde.
Hey, Jay Fig.
What?
Jay Fig.
I wish it would have just, right when you made your hot take, just cut off.
I just saw Tobin break Leroy.
I know.
No, this is not the first you. Time.
No, but
he
like
does this all the time.
I know, but this was like you went from you. This is what you did. You went.
You voluntarily.
And then like all of a sudden, quit. Your seat quit. Went. This is what I'm doing. Like that's. I just saw him break you, and I've seen a smile in his face. Like he's
when
like.
When you leaned back, you had like a little loading sign.
Yeah.
In the middle, just waiting.
It's just waiting. It was like a code anyway. Red.
Take a break. Play a little You're Dead to Me next.
I think we did already.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks
all right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
See, I hate this.
Why?
Because Vlad and Jennifer are looking at me.
Hmm?
Like they give me the look.
What? What's the...
Anyway, let's go.
Let's play a little You're Dead to Me here on the show. Let's get to it to close out here on a Friday. You're Dead to Me. Now, for my Dead to Me, there's really no other person to go to. I mean, it was so obvious from Jump this week with his nonsense. Saying what he said about our beloved Caleb Martin, a sweet gentleman who would never resort to such things as a code red. And not only that, imagine this. All right, dude? You think Eric Spoelstra needs to play dirty? Spo? You think Spo needs to resort to the street stuff? Tactics? Scalabrini? You're a bum? But, in a way, I gotta thank you, because it seems like you motivated the Miami Heat. You're still dead to me. You're still dead to me, because it was a rotten thing to say. A rotten thing to say. And plus, by the way, you went on Lebatard's show and you acted like a total coward. Sniveling, some may even say. But don't you worry. The Heat will put you out of your misery soon. Soon enough, Scals. You're dead to me. Leroy?
What's dead to me? Is ESPN coverage of the draft.
Right, dude?
I've had enough, okay? It was a nice moment with all the people that Roger Goodell brought out to cover up his booze. I get it. He brought in some cover, right? He brought in a couple of fall guys because you know they wasn't going to boo Eminem. They wasn't going to boo Calvin. And they wasn't going to boo
Barry.
They wasn't going to do that, right? They definitely wasn't going to boo Goff, right? So he brought out some cover. But that damn coverage, and I'm going to say this, don't play the music if the pick ain't coming in 2 seconds.
Ridiculous.
Don't go ding, 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 but first. Commercial break me during the live event.
I was ready for the next thing for Roger Goodell to try and sell me a washing machine, like it was the 70s watching television. Be like, we want to thank our sponsor here, Maytag Dryers.
Especially when here's what I hate: pick is in with 3 minutes left, and they wait the 3 minutes before announcing the pick.
Yeah.
Why does it have to last until the middle of the night if it don't have to?
It was brutal last night, dude. I even tried. I tried to switch over to McAfee, and you know what they did to McAfee? This was crazy, and I thought he could do whatever he wants. They gagged him. They wouldn't let him say the pick when he knew the pick. He goes, "We know the pick. They won't let us say the pick." And I'm like, "What?"
Which is even worse, by the way, saying we know what the pick is.
Because we all do. We're all sitting here. It's such an antiquated system. We're sitting around. Right. Everybody knows the pick for 10 minutes, and we're nine picks behind.
Okay, so how about this? The draft starts at 8. I'll give you 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Chicago is taking Caleb Williams. Let's go!
I agree. We go 3 minutes, but like a coach's challenge, you can throw out, we're in trade talks. That's it. If we're in trade talks.
I don't mean 3 minutes for – I'm talking about for the first damn pick. We didn't get the first damn pick until like 8:15.
And I got to be honest with you, dude. Doing the national anthem, when did that start? Have they been doing that forever? Oh, they always do the national anthem?
I missed the national anthem. I was watching the Panthers.
I had the Panthers on another – I had it on split screen.
That's why see? Listen. Not for nothing. I'm as patriotic as they come. Right? But after the hullabaloo that everybody made about athletes during the national anthem, you still gonna put the national anthem out there? Because keep in mind, let's be clear. When I played, the national anthem was played before the TV broadcast started.
Did they go to Australia for one of their picks? I think they did.
I think they did.
New Zealand. What? All right.
Sick of it.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, yesterday I got very triggered. And I had to walk away from a situation. And my dead to me goes to people who like to interrupt me when they weren't even invited to a conversation.
You're dead to me. Was this at work?
I will not state where it was.
Yes, it was at work.
Was that
work?
All I'm saying is that if I'm talking about something that makes me happy to my friend, and you pop your little head out of nowhere when we don't even say hi to each other,
hey,
and you go ahead and state your opinions, no.
So who did that?
Not
you're dead to me. Leroy had to go.
Leroy said, you did. You broke
him. Vlad, who's dead to you?
Joel Embiid.
I know.
Joel Embiid. You're a dirty player. You are one of the dirtiest players. What I really want to say, you're a tall B word. That's what I think. I think you're a tall B word. That's what you are. Because you do a lot of trickery. You like to do a lot of dirty stuff. And then if it happens to you, you flop and flail and act like somebody just shot you. Like I said, you'll never win a title. You'll win an Emmy. You'll win a Tony. You might win an Oscar. But you'll never win finals MVP. You're dead to me.
I'm with you, man. I'll hear that all day.
That was strong.
That was strong. We can all unite against Joel Embiid being a big baby.
The biggest.
You know. Anyway.
Why are you 7 foot 285? You can't stand upright.
It makes no sense.
I've seen workers on 79th and Biscayne that stand up more than this guy.
Guy's sitting in there. Might as well put him in a gi. He's trying to put people into ankle locks.
It's off with another one.
All right, everybody. That is our show for today. We will talk to everybody on Monday.
You a loose goose floozy. Yeah.
Your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a snitch. Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, dude.
You snitchy, witchy, ditchy, bitchy.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.